Uh-huh. And now could you start counting slowly?
Everything in that letter, they say, depends on...
Just a 15.
Count for what?
Just count to 15.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
And the number after 19?
12.
And after 26?
27.
And 29?
30.
39?
39. 40.
And 69?
After 69, 70.
And 99?
100.
And 999.
I don't believe I can tell you that.
Is 1,000.
Huh?
1,000. And 10 times 100,000 is
1 million.
And if there's some people standing in line, the person at the head of the line is the what person in line?
Millionaire.
Or
at the head.
Or he's not the last person, he's the
second one, you know?
Uh-huh. And behind him is the...
Third one.
Keep going.
Fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth.
And in front of the second one is the...
Third one.
In front of him is the...
And fourth one.
Uh-huh. Or the one at the very head of the line is the...
We call that the last one.
Uh-huh. Or at the head of the line, number one man is the...
The first one.
And now would you name the months of the year slowly?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December.
And the days of the week?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
What does Sabbath mean?
Sabbath.
Uh-huh.
Well, they used to call that the seventh day, I believe, the seventh day.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know why we call it Sunday now. What changed? Can you tell me?
I don't know.
I knew in the time when the Jews, when Jesus was on this earth, they called it the Sabbath day. But I don't know what caused the change to Sunday.
Uh-huh. It used to be Saturday?
Yeah. But I don't know. That's one good question. When the preacher comes sometime, I want to ask him to tell me if he finds something in the Bible where the change took place in.
If you meet someone during the early part of the day, what do you say is a greeting?
Good morning.
How long does morning last?
Until noon.
And then you have?
Good evening.
How long does evening last?
Until sundown, I guess.
Uh-huh. And if you were leaving somebody at about 11 o'clock in the day, what would you say as you were leaving?
Well, I say I leave you before noon.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say good day to people?
No, we don't use that. In French, we use the good day, but not in English.
How do you say it in French?
Bonjour. Bonjour.
If you were leaving someone's house after dark, you'd tell them...
Bonsoir.
Or...
Good night.
And if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you say you're having a...
A drought.
And a whole lot of rain that just suddenly comes down.
An avalanche. I don't know how you call that in English. A pour down.
Uh-huh. And if there's thunder and lightning in it, you'd call it a...
A storm.
And if it's raining but not real heavy, you'd call it a...
Just a slow, ordinary rain,
uh-huh.
A good rain.
This morning we had
a little shower.
What if it's just a few drops coming down?
A sprinkle.
Uh-huh. Or if it lasts a long time?
Well, I don't believe I can tell you.
What if it's real fine drops?
A mist.
Uh-huh. And if you get up in the morning and can't see across the road, you call that
a fog.
Huh?
Fog.
And a day like that, you'd call a...
Fog day.
Okay.
A brouillard, we call that. We call that brouillard in French.
Uh-huh. Do y'all have very bad winds around here, usually?
Bad wind.
What happened at Crowley?
No, not often. We'd miss it this year so far.